Arrived. I don't even know what time it is. Hold on. I'm half an hour late starting. I'm not going to say why on a public forum, but I'm going to tell you in the patrons forum after this. And it's not like mental or anything. It's just like the timing of the things that happened were quite eerie. But that's all right, because there's nout, not a thing, not a sausage, not a bockwurst, not a currywurst. Not any kind of sausage. Yada. None of that's going to stop us from crewing on about a 2-year culmination story arc of Russell Brand. Fuck. Ultra fuck that guy, actually. I don't even fucking care about the 5 minutes YouTube thing. Seriously, fuck him. It's worth, like, it's just worth swearing. Fuck that guy. Like, ultra, ultra, ultra fuck that guy. And also fuck you for fucking sending your flying monkeys afterward. Fuck off, you fucking mug. Anyway, who's a boot? Who's a boot? Plenty. Carlos is a boot. Joanne's a boot. Glasgow. Who else? Jojo. Nice to see you. Who? Slaz is in. Sending lots of different vegetables and things. We're going to talk a little bit about vegetables today as well, and just growing things. Andy Taylor, I don't know if you're still around. I'm a bit late. Leon, hey, it worked out for you, brother, because you said, oh, I can't, I'm gonna miss it. You'll find out later why it started half an hour late, but we're about, as you can see, in celebration. I've got the Awakening Wonders set behind me. Look at Russell. Jez is in. Morning. Nice. Andy's still a boot. Nice one. Reed, so today we're going to talk about how we're right about everything and everybody else can fuck off. If you want to share the stream, that'll be top. Really, really, really appreciated. I love a Chromie. It's simply because to get to this point over the last 2 years, the amount of abuse I've had to take, not just in my professional life, but in my personal life too, not just because of this arsehole, but also because of the things that he promotes, which are fucking bullshit. And we're going to break all of this down today, at least in part. We're going to talk about other things before that as well. So it might end up being a bumper show. And if I have to go on for fucking 2 hours on this one, I'm having me fucking flowers. Fuck that guy. Fucking can't stand the cunt. Fuck them. So anyway, just to start off, I got a message from Marin Joseph. Hello, we'd like to pay you to place our content on your page. Our brands are Nestle, Nike, Puma, Nissan. Let me know if you have any interest. No, none. I've definitely got interest in money, though, because I really, really could do with some at the minute, but not from these. I don't know if I've ever told you about deals that I've turned down and things like that. And sometimes when I'm like, oh, shit, I haven't got two pennies to rub together, I regret it temporarily. But what are you going to do? No. No. But if you do want to support what work, like somebody did last night, thank you very much. Really appreciate you, Jenny. Patreon.com/CowDaily. That's Patreon.com/CowDaily. Also links in the description of this if you want to chuck us some money via PayPal like a stripper. I will stick it in my thong, quite frankly, because I'm about that life. But no, it'll be really helpful at the minute. So anyway, fuck off, Maron. Not interested. You probably don't know who this is, and I just wanted to show you. This is a curio. I was experimenting with Bing Copilot, right, which is Microsoft's AI chatbot. Ariel Helwani is somebody who I watch and have watched for years in the MMA areas, like martial arts. He's the best one, best journalist in the martial arts space, as people want to say. Well, I found out his uncle, Gad Saad, who's a regular on Joe Rogan's podcast and has been for many years. I found out, like, I don't even know if it's solid, but let's call it a rumor for the purposes of this and social media guidelines. So there's a rumor that Ariel Helwani's uncle is in Mossad, which is the one of the secret services alongside Shin Bet in Israel. So Mossad's the international one. Shin Bet is the one that let Hamas attack on October the 7th. So is Ariel Helwani's uncle in Mossad? Being co-pilot, I'm not able to continue this conversation. I've never had that before. I'm not implying anything by this. I'm merely reporting and showing, of course. Also, Adidas Samba are dead. Dead. Audio people, Rishi Sunak, sitting there. Like, who dresses these mugs, man? Nobody who's ever bought a pair of Sambas in earnest is wearing them like this, dickhead. Have you seen the absolute state of who's... And Tui's right. I don't know who she is, right? Who's wearing these horrifying New Balance with some kind of, like, suit? I swear to God, right? They need help to put that human suit on in the morning. Never mind a pair of Sambas with some fucking dress pants or whatever the fuck. Nobody's wearing Sambas with dress pants, man. Shut up. Absolutely. It's like when the lobbed Starmer in a Stone Island fucking polo shirt and I think a pair of Gazelles, which were clearly straight out the box. He looked fucking ridiculous. It's like the kind of sartorial fucking rendition of him trying to hit the heavy bag. Absolute wank. So I just wanted to put your way. Women for Wes is the best account out there. This is on your Twitter. All of us are just playing at it in comparison. This is true. I acknowledge many of us have bravery, but holy shit, it's just banger after banger over there. You can search it out for yourself. I'm not even linking it. I'm not linking it, right? But you should go to Women for Wes. Anybody, Glasgow, ye, me, everybody else, right? Fellowship of the Memes, everybody literally are playing at it. Seriously, like, busy's around the house, no fucks given. Chris Bryant MP sent them, just doubled down and went harder in the paint. Honestly, I don't know who Women for Wes is. I don't know if it's multiple people. I don't even care. I don't need to know. But what I need to know is that this appears in my feed every day and that I let people know what the fuck's going on. Women for Wes, check it out. Just the best. Aspirational times. So anyway, I want a garden. I want a garden pony. No, I don't think it's too much to ask. I think our generation, and I'm 47, maybe are the ones who had self-determination taken away in terms of, like, being able to have access to land to grow food. I mean, more and more we're being forced into these, like, sort of battery hen places with no outdoor space, and we're paying over the odds for this. And there's got to be a better way. And I mean, you'll see when we do the 2-year brand story arc and a bit and other things. I need balance in my life. I mean, I've had to just bail and just find nature, but I realized, like, I can't just keep moving around. I need to plant roots, literally and figuratively. And that's my intention, because I need balance from all of this dark stuff that I'm covering and obviously all of these fucking attacks from absolute wanks. But I can see why Corbyn loves it. Like, I have, like, pals who have allotments and, you know, people I know who work in that space and all of that. And I just miss it. So anyway, I wrote this. I crave having somewhere to grow food. I think about it every day. I'm working on it and I hope it's close, but sometimes it feels like a long way off. I want to establish it before I get too old to do the heavy donkey work the front end requires. I had spinal surgery. I think this will be a key way to remain active in my older age. I like the thought of looking ahead to the future, and it feels like something I'd be very grateful to the man I am now for as I look back as an older man when I can't do the heavier stuff. Thanks, previous me. Something feels very right about it. And it does. I need this in my life, and I'm saying this because I want to encourage people, not just to, like, share all of these positives, that, like, and things that they do for them, and you're welcome to do it in the comments now if you wish, but just going forward, I just think, like, the balance comes and goes, and a lot of it depends on how long we've got to do a show, you know. I don't just want to be, like, welding positive stories into what we do, but what I do want to do, and I think I probably will, is somewhere else. It's like when I get a garden, it's just catalog it. And because I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't got a clue. Like, I haven't done anything really like this before. So yeah, I just need some more wholesome stuff. Also need a space where I know I can like walk around barefoot on the land as well. Like, I don't know what the science of grounding is and whatever, and it might well be psychosomatic, or and it might just feel nice to touch grass, as they say. But I need that. I need to know I've got access to that. I need it to be clean, because bad people are literally coating the world in shit. So I just feel like I need that. I need to control to the most extent that I can the food that I put in my body. I think a lot of it's just about health and about, like, you know, what I went through. Like, people are doing like revenge going out because of what the pandemic did. I'm doing like revenge changing my fucking life, like. And this is just one of the things that I've been wanting to do for a good 20 years, but just focused on other things. So I'm working on that in earnest, and I'm going to look at some spots in the summer, and I hope to be able to share more of that with you, but just somewhere else. I'm also going to I'm starting another podcast as well with somebody else. But I've told the patrons last time what that is, but, you know, everybody else just watch for social media and whatever. It's with a really, really good journalist, one of the best, I think, who's covering a lot of what I cover as well, but I just think he's a better writer. So it's, I think the two were together, I'll be amazing. I need to follow up with him actually, because we've just moved. So if you're out there, Nate, soon. So moving on. Just wanted to say this, man. Maybe there's nothing wrong with you. Maybe it's just really difficult to exist within a system that was not designed to support a spirit like yours. Think about that, man. There's a case to be made. If life was a bit simpler, and if life was a bit easier, and if we had everything we need and a little bit more, I can speak for myself because nobody can tell us to do otherwise, I wouldn't be as frequently anxious or depressed as I am. Just a fact. And like, a lot of it's for me is just absolutely situational. Like, clawing my way back up from fucking all manner of ill health. And that's why I make the choices I make now. No, it's not just health. I can't afford to get unwell again. Like, literally financially can't afford it. But I think, like, spiritually, I don't know if I can, like, drag myself back from the brink again like that. And all I'm reading is that, like, if I was to get infected again, it could be very bad news. So I just ask for respect, and I ask for people to understand that the system and everything around it is really, really making us unwell, many of us. And I mean, there's a lot of propaganda coming out about you're more likely to be depressed if you're woke and all of that mad framing. Yeah, if you care and you're open to other people's issues as well as your own in these times now, because people like Steve Bannon want to flood the zone with shit and make us so confused that we just give up. That's literally the game, and it's the part of the game that brand is playing. And when I show you some clips later, which we'll probably get struck for, but I don't fucking care, in the Crow podcast. Brandon Crow. Brandon Lee, the Crow. That's me, no. I need more hair, though, and a long pedo leather mac and that. Alleged. That wasn't alleged, actually. I'm not calling nobody a pedo, just a big pedo mac. Anyway, moving on. Shouts to Burn Book. Sharing refutations to anti-vax memes. Bird flu outbreaks. What are the scientific facts? Says Skeptical Raptor. Skeptical Raptor, however, says this. Here we go again. Scattered outbreaks of a novel disease. This time bird flu. And everyone wants to know if this is a thing or not. I remember posting on Twitter 4 years ago that this new virus out of China. The press was overreacting to this new virus out of China. And a few weeks later, we had the COVID pandemic, which killed millions of people. I'm not going to overreact or underreact to this bird flu. It is a thing, but we don't know how big of a thing it is. So I'll just write about what we know and hope it does not become a thing. One of the things that, like, strike me is this, right? In response to, like, batshit, like, I don't know, crystal flash stuff, I think a lot of or at least some science-based people or skeptics or whatever you want to call, have done a form of revenge rebounding where they're just like, not going to happen, not going to happen, not going to happen, not going to happen. And I think that's not as dangerous as what the Crystal of Ash do, but it's got a level of danger to it because that's a blind spot. And it's another form as well of wanting to put the genie back in the bottle, I suppose, because, you know, however, people aren't the degrees. They're human beings with emotions and the fight or flight system, just like anybody else, eh? So, bird flu, literally, and this is part of, like, you know, the garden thing and all of that. I'm seriously considering going vegan, at least for a bit. And certainly I'm already reducing the amount of dairy and meat because of what I've read, because of guidance put out by the CDC recently in America and other health boards, New Hampshire as well. So what they're saying is like knee running yolks. So, you know, if you are going to stick with dairy and all that, cook everything right through. That's what they're saying. So like hard yolks, no runny yolks, which is a gutter, man. I love a fried egg, like serious. But, you know, I love life and like I've clawed myself back from absolute horse shit and horrible times and just the worst possible thing I could fucking think of. I'm not looking to entice the universe for any more. Like, so this is, you know, the way I look at it is this: I've adapted so much. I feel like happier more than I don't, physically well more than I don't. So I'm just keeping abreast of this stuff. And like, one thing I will say is this, right? These things, as we've seen with the COVID pandemic, right, work on a delay. And a lot of that's down to politics, right? So it's election year in the United States. They ain't doing shit about this unless they absolutely have to. Same way in the UK, election year, they're all jostling for position and their careers are still more important than our lives. So all I'm saying is, it's like literally nobody's coming to save her. Honestly, when I should reference who's saying that later as well. But literally nobody's coming to save us, the decent people. So we just got to look after each other like we've been doing. Good news is, for many of us who've been around doing the bravery and just like fucking doing the right thing, masking, cleaning the air, you don't need to change. Just keep doing what doing you. Same. I mean, obviously change the food stuff and all of that, like I said, but just keep doing what you're doing. Know what I mean? Like, the people who'll still be a boot, like cognitively at least, in the next few years, well, it's more likely to be us than other people, let me tell you. There's a lot of comments though, so have a pit stop. Liam's saying, nice to see you as well, pal, and apologies if I don't get to everybody's or mention you. Love you and that. There's just a lot of comments. Liam's saying, I've been reducing my meat consumption for environmental reasons and because I believe capitalism has done bad to animal welfare. I fully agree. And do you know what it is? I've never played you this clip that I took in Almeria where I just went to walk my dog, right? And it was in the middle of nowhere and I just heard the most unearthly screams. I recorded them too. And it was abattoir in the middle of nowhere, like industrial, and the screeches and noises, man. It's not even just the horrendousness for those poor animals. It's the people who work there. That's got to mess you up, surely. Surely. That's got to desensitize you to inflicting pain. I mean, crazy, man. Like, but the noises, yeah, that'll send you a bit west. Zoe, nice to see you, pal. She's talking to Joe. I'm mainly vegan, except cheese. I just can't find decent, affordable alternative. Understood. So it's an interesting one. I mean, this might be a controversial one for some of you, right? And it might sound like incoherent to some of you. But what I'd like is to have some land, but also I'm prepared to kill my own meat. Yeah, which is not, like, I've got an issue with factory farming. You know, that's the issue that I have. And I try and like reduce that a certain amount. But I also won't mortgage out the death part to somebody else if I can do it myself. Just at the minute, I can't. You know, I'm not talking about some like wild fucking toffel hunting bullshit. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about like what humans have done for millennia. You know, proper though, you know, none of this fucking closed fence shit. That might abhor some of yours, and I acknowledge that and I understand that. But, you know, I have a view on welfare that I'm prepared to like debate people on, and also my own health. So I don't think I'd feel a certain kind of way after the initial sort of removal of certain like foodstuffs from like after a couple of months on a vegan diet. But I'm going to try it. So we'll see. Also, shouts to the people of Ireland there, as you can see, to the other side. Kept the tricolour up. Keep supporting the show. Top 10, loving that. Just love Ireland. Love the people of Ireland. Ireland, Ireland, Ireland. Jerome Adams on your Twitter. MD. M to the D. Sad but true story on plane in my mask this morning. And lady next to me starts talking about COVID. She says she works for Toyota. And they told her she had to train with a gentleman who admitted he had COVID but didn't want to lose his attendance bonus. They told her she could wear a mask if she wanted, but that because CDC changed their rules, they couldn't force the man who was sick and admitted he had COVID to wear a mask or go home. In other words, he had a right to infect others, but they had no right. This speaks quite obviously to what I was talking about an election year. There's no way this should be fucking happening. Also as well, it's about capitalism. That's its baseline. That's what it is. Lobbyists going to government, get them fucking rules changed. It's the tension between our health and capitalism. It's not any deeper. It's literally it. And I think more and more people, definitely when they're being touched by illness, are starting to realize that this is just like, hold on a minute, they really don't give a fuck about us. Because they don't. I mean, like many of us like came to terms with that many years ago, but I think a lot of special right-wing snowflakes are really, really, really starting to realize that they aren't the chosen ones. I mean, the thing is, at the top end of society, it just eats itself, you know? You know, you saw this like before Corbyn, the establishment will just fight each other, and then an outside threat comes along and they'll all form up to neutralize that threat. And that threat being like hope for millions of people living in poverty. Look, you've seen how these motherfuckers are moving with like the genocide in Gaza and the outrages in the West Bank, let's not forget, just generally. You see how they're moving at a global hegemonic level. Stop thinking they care about little old you. Nobody is coming to save us but us. So fortunately, we have the tools and we have the brain power. We don't have the resources yet. So if you want to, patreon.com/cowdaily and PayPal link in the description. If you want to support that kind of thing. We need to understand that the so-called left, and we're going in on the right in a bit, are fucking shite. Mick Lynch, literally, as I warned, like I have some fucking gravitas, as I was talking about recently, fucking hell, don't get gassed up on yourself like brand, mate. Didn't be doing that. Self-humbling. So, tell you what, we'll fucking save brand up for later. I just want the unions and everything, right? Mick Lynch saying vote Labour because, like, fucking, like, we all have to grow up. I mean, he does a good soundbite, but super fuck Mick Lynch, man. Like, I see all of the, like, knobs of the left forming up, like, Drew Driscoll and Owen Jones and all that. Now, I said I wouldn't talk about him, and I'm not, but it's just a little nod across your fucking bows. The whole fucking deal was motherfuckers stay away from what I'm doing. And there was a little few little nudges, like, recently. So, it happens again, and trust me, I'm releasing the fucking Kraken before election time. Fucking talk about with that fucking knobhead Owen Jones when you do fucking whatever the fuck it is you're doing. Because if anybody wants to nabu Jones, look at Asa Winstanley's article from a few years ago in the Electronic Intifada I'm not buying this motherfucker. He's doing all of this stuff because it's fucking safe to do so. Fuck him. Coming out yesterday like it's going to affect your fucking career. Shut the fuck up, you cunt. He's fucking rinsing YouTube. He's doing it because he's fucking got a different fucking income. Anyway. Fuck everybody. Everybody to the core of your being for fucking sharing that shill fucking so-called study the other week, which proved long COVID wasn't real, which is literally just farmed up from the Bannon pipeline. Also, fuck the Guardian for reporting that shit as well, man. So anyway, reading about a new study which renders long COVID deniers as equal to flat earthers. Fuck you, dickheads. I'm going to absolutely love ramming it right up some of the worst people on the planet on the show this week. Hello, this is one of the shows this week. I might not be done by the second. Fucking hate these people. Imagine your own repressed fear of reality being so acute that you would try to cast shade on people who have had their lives torn apart through no fault of their own at the worst time of their lives. Fuck, and I cannot stress this enough, right off. And I mean that with the very fucking core of my being. Fuck you. I went through fucking hell. There's people that we're talking to now going through hell. People that we know who are fucking having to like resign work. They're having to lay people off who have like cognitively declined. Somebody got in touch who we've had to scrub her digital footprint and we're still trying to do it now, who was a previous guest on the show, who has a clinical vulnerabilities. And recruiters are searching people's names and just ghosting people because that they basically appeared on the show. And this is one of like many, think about the amount of people who are hushing up what's going on just to try and get a job to eat when everything costs so much. It's indentured slavery. And there's fucking people who are clinically vulnerable who are hiding that clinical vulnerability because if they don't work, they don't eat. That's the world we're living in. And it's why I mug myself off in the eyes of absolute arseholes all the fucking time by sitting in front of this twatting camera. Because who else is fucking breaking these taboos? Like, I mean, what the fuck? Like, to the level and fucking energy. Please, we need more fucking shouters, man. I'm absolutely and utterly fucking sick and tired of looking around, right, and trying to find, like, people who are talking about this shit. Yesterday, and thank you to the people who are recommending, who are just, like, outside of our usual, like, algorithm or something. Something seems to be afoot because somebody shared the podcast on Threads with somebody in America and said, this is the only COVID-conscious podcast that I know of. So we're starting another one, and we're going to fucking keep pushing, and we need people's support as well. But Jesus, man, flat earth eclipse. Flat earth eclipse. These motherfuckers don't think. Where's these demons, by the way? I was promised demons. I was doing star jumps, shadow boxing. I was ready to start throwing a few digs. I was kind of up for it yesterday because I was fucking pissed yesterday, man. Nothing. Full of shit. Where's your rapture? I thought yous were the chosen ones. I thought yous were the fucking people, right? Crystal Fash, that is, who are pure blood, which doesn't sound like a Nazi fucking ideology at all. Pure bloods, and anybody who got vaccinated, they literally were saying demons were going to come out of the eclipse and get where people were vaccinated. Still waiting for Ian R. Crane's UFO mothership. Ian R. Crane is one of the people in the conspiracy field. Mothership above London 2012 Olympics. Where you at, homie? Anyway, moving on, here's some crowing. This is from Billy Hanlon. New Scientist. Long COVID linked to signs of ongoing inflammatory responses in blood. People with long COVID have raised levels of many immune molecules in their blood. Better understand of how these molecules can vary could lead to targeted treatment. What's that? You mean there's more physical evidence of long COVID's existence? And people like Russell Brand are literally just fucking fash reconstructed and regurgitated, lying for their capitalist paymasters. Yes, as we will see later, that's what's happening. More, it's official, a new Lancet infectious disease paper solidifies evidence of long-term viral persistence after COVID-19. Up to a quarter of people in the study harbored viral proteins indicative of persistent virus for up to 14 months after infection. Bang! Smoking motherfucking gun. It's one of many. I mean, like, look, I'm not over-celebrating because, like, we have a relatively small platform compared to the brands of this world. So we're going to have to really push this, man. I'm going to challenge users, like, the people who watch and listen to this. Do we really want this to all change? Or are we happy with this little fucking thing we've got going on relative to them? Because I am happy with it to a degree. I'm not happy with that cough. I do go some more money, like just to fucking pay for bills. But other than that, I'm willing to drive my entire reputation into the ground going up against these fuckwits. So I was just going to like, I mean, I'm going to start taking this YouTube thing seriously. This isn't taking it fucking seriously. This is like, really just me doing live streams that are long, which are like not the way you beat the algorithm. It's the opposite. But if you back this, I'll start taking it seriously. I'll take it more serious because it's not that I don't take it serious, but I'll take it more seriously. I just can't afford to devote more time to the milk cow because I'm getting like, you know, I have to pay bills and take other work. It's such a head fuck. So we're winning, though. Anyway, COVID solidarity. What? From Cosmos magazine. Brain changes after COVID-19, you say? Professor Vidyasagar of the University of Melbourne says the loss of grey matter extends across many critical brain regions responsible for several functions, such as decision-making, attention, emotions, empathy. Empathy. I had something recently in my let's just say in my personal and professional life, because it's across the board, I'm really seeing the reduction in empathy. And maybe I'm at the sharp end of it because I'm at the sharp end of like being really vocal about like all the things you know to be vocal about. I've always been that way pre-pandemic, so I understand that it's abrasive to some who are resistant to change. I get it. But there's something different. There's something a bit Stepford Wivesy and a bit sinister. These repeat infections are changing people. So if you don't want to see you and the people around you change right in front of you and just become fucking horrible bastards, I'd suggest you stop getting COVID, because these motherfuckers going on like it's a cold. I'm seeing otherwise decent people who I've really got on with, because I will say, like, if people start with some bullshit, I'll go and like, look, I really was unwell with long COVID, and then they'll be like, right, and I'll be like, yeah, before the vaccine, and they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm okay, and it's like, dude, seriously, man, I could have died. Name another fucking ailment that people are just so fucking like this about. There's probably loads, because I probably haven't had them all, so probably loads. But it's not okay to speak to people who've like been through like really traumatic shit with brand level bullshit, and I'm not taking it. And if I have to burn every other aspect of my life to the ground, which I don't want to have to do, because I hope I get support from good people, then I'm going to do it, because this is fucking outrageous what people are saying. Like, and look, just outside of that, don't be speaking to fucking people like me like that. Anyway, earth.com. Long COVID leaves blood markers that can be targeted for treatment. But how? It's fake. Our findings indicate that complement activation and myeloid inflammation could be a common feature of long COVID. But it's fake. It's fake. How can it possibly be showing up physically? The Times, comfort for long COVID sufferers, blood points to immune therapy hope. Patients suffering from long COVID have distinct and measurable immunological changes in their blood, according to research, which could point to a better way. The Times, even the Times. So it's real now, is it? These motherfuckers are just posting up articles to get clicks, man. These were all over the long COVID's not real headline, and then buried in the article. Oh, it's just some, because what it was, right, was a self-reported fucking study. That's it. Just like the fucking yellow card system in the UK for vaccine injury. They're just peppering self-report. So then the press report on these self-reported things. So these motherfuckers are creating their own bullshit. That's literally as deep as it goes. Meanwhile, here's a load of science on our fucking side. Load of plums, man. And do you know what's been lacking? People forcefully telling them to fuck off. It can't just be like people like me doing it. Like, after a while, you feel like such an outlier because people will just go, "You go on, you do it." I'm not trying to fucking like be fucking that. What this has always been since the very fucking start, right? It's been about inspiring people to take action. I don't want to be a figurehead, a leader, all of that shit. We're all equal, right? And I know a lot of people, and I've seen that over time, want me to be something, and it's because you're lazy. It's not about me. I've found that out to my cost, because whenever you resist that shit, people are like, nah, nah, nah. And people don't like to see you doing it well either, but we'll come on to that another fucking time, because trust me, I'm well again. And I'm up for the smoke. Fucking, what's this? At Hannah, no, she's got a different hand, but Hannah Davis. She's quoted up, new study out from the amazing Michael Peluso, MD, et al. They looked at both whether viral antigen persists after COVID infection. It does in 25% of people. That's a quarter. If you know four people who've had it, then you know somebody with the LC. B, which tests were more likely to pick this up? Bing, bing-a-ling-ling, bing-a-da-ding. And finally, T. Ryan Gregory. Follow all these accounts. Is there paper after paper showing how common colds and flu affect the brain? No. Is that because A, they don't do what COVID does, or B, they do it too and we just don't study it and we really need to take those viruses way more seriously? Key point, I just end this segment. Go back and listen to the Dr. Deepti Gurdasani podcast that I did last year. There's a lot of good information, and also she is alluding to there's a bit of a shift in the field and where people are having a look at their previous assumptions, which is fucking good news, man, by the way. Anyway, I need a quick sound a bit scouse there. I need a quick drink. Apologies to all scousers, so here's some Ravi. Ah, fucking Bisto, by the way. And news that should surprise nobody, that's lemon balm tea. And I'm well past all the caffeine. I never felt this way, like, with coffee. It was always just a period of time where I just needed to get my work done and stay away. But I'm fully back loving the lemon balm. Reed, couple of comments. And apologies again if I can't. Rob Murphy, carry on, sir. I'm true, I am lazy. Rob, I know, but you're a lovely lad. You're one of the real characters and faces in Newcastle, and I've got all the love for you, but you're a lazy bastard. How are you, man? Get to those phones. You've got the ear of half of Newcastle because your hours are about the bars. Get them talked to, man, Rob. How are you? Get them told. And also, tell them to get some fucking air clean in the tanners and that. Right. Holly Nash, boo, right back at you. David Livingston saying, it's not demons, the eclipse. It's about immigration. And he's linked a story where Fox News is saying that the eclipse is a secret plot to sneak migrants in America. Fuck, man, I'm done with these people. Jojo, the demons are already here. You're right. And they wear suits. Shoots. Right, what we got? Oh, Zoe makes a good point. Ready to charge you for the long COVID cure. Before we move on, that's a great point. We're going to do segments on either this or the new podcast I'm doing, or both, about the two-tier system. Don't hear Tommy Robinson going on about the two-tier fucking medical system, do you? He's another one, like Brand, who is just fucking phoning it in for his paymasters. same way. Anyway, let me do this. I'm going to play the brand video, and I don't know if we'll get fucking booted for it, because it's like Bannon's not even meant to be on YouTube. When he promoted this on YouTube brand, he didn't even put his name. He just put a picture of him. Just a picture. If you want to support the work, go to patreon.com/cowdaily. That's patreon.com/cowdaily for all your supporting impoverished but beautiful journalist needs. Also, PayPal link in description. Description. Like, it's impossible for me at least to say that and not go rot bags afterwards. I don't know why. If I was planning on being a journalist, I've really ruined it. Like, apparently, according to some BBC producer a while ago who got pissed because I had more of a circulation than them. You can't do the comedy and the fucking being taken seriously as a journalist. I was like, fucking watch me, dickhead. Stop being a journalist. Anyway, let's listen to this fucker. I'm also probably going to like stop this a few times, not just because reactions, but also because it might be a way to get through brand sensors. Anyway, listen to this fucking ultra wank. Look at this, though. No one is coming to save us. There's just like loads of these fucking arsehole accounts, American right-wing arsehole accounts. Anyway, listen to this arsehole's account.
One man stands astride the political landscape like a colossus. It's Donald Trump.
Bah! Fucking, I have to stop that, man. He's straight in, isn't he? And didn't I fucking say he was going to endorse this fucker? And he's got Bannon on the fucking show.
But like, who was the power behind that man? Many would argue it's Steve Bannon, a man that's had a presidential pardon and hasn't given yet a presidential F-U-C-K.
Right, I'm going to stop that there. What that's about is Rand previously being seen as some kind of like revolution guy, yeah? And he's trying to imbue Steve fucking Bannon, right? And that's his whole shtick, as some kind of like, right, so Bannon's here now and he's like for the people against this like global establishment. He's just representative of one other faction. Like, if somebody came from the outside to disrupt this for the people, these fuckers, the people who he claims to be battling against, would literally devour any kind of challenger. And then once that was done, they'd start devouring each other again. Anyway, fuck Russell Brand, providing a beard for one of the biggest arseholes on the planet. Steve Bannon.
I wonder if you consider that if you're in a war against the globalist establishment...
You're not. You're fucking not. You're not. You couldn't. At all. You are the global establishment. Stop playing.
Peripheral forces that transcend the former lexicon of left and right are going to have to be formed.
Right, I'm going to stop there before we hear that fucking arsehole open his mouth in response to that other arsehole. They're right. Things are being formed up now, and it's what we've been saying for fucking a couple of years on this shit. They are right. They are like more across what's really happening, which is we do not need 19th century theories like fucking Marxism and all of that for these 21st century problems. Maybe we need something as a base and then it's developed. But you can't fucking tell me better things relevant to the 21st century haven't been developed since Marx popped his clogs. So just on the new formations and that, fuck these cunts, fuck Mick Lynch, fuck all of these plastic fucking like, you and your integrity, Driscoll, and fucking the rest of them, man. Fucking, and definitely the crossover fucking guy, George Galloway, who also, as we saw on a previous show recently and others, loves a bit of Bannon himself. You're being fucking played by these utter fucking cunts. Look at this.
I can tell you Trump's going to come in like a crusader from the 11th.
Look at Brand's face. Look at it, right? You are not telling me he's not compromised in some way on a spiritual level. Look at the Edvard Munch's, the screaming a wig of it, man.
Century.
How are we to acknowledge and then eventually overcome how these nation state models have plainly become corrupted?
This is now a...
How are we going to overcome how these nation state models have been corrupted? Oh, maybe some kind of like global government? Anyway,
populist movement that every day gets bigger. And unless we start to break this by a democratic means, that means the ballot box and people getting very focused. I think this...
Bollocks. He's been placing, right? This is one of many anti-democratic things. January the 6th, for example. He has been placing judges and people who invigilate, I think is the correct word, like elections, like election monitors, because you can get them elected, like unopposed. So they've been doing that all across America, everywhere, ahead of this fucking election. They are. It's going to be the most messed about with fucking election possibly in history. Maybe as messed about with as the 2019 one in the UK. Can't say that.
World is really headed to a new dark age.
Yeah, because of yous, motherfuckers. Yous. The world's heading to a new dark age because of fucking yous. And here's why. Anyway, moving the fuck on. There's your fucking boy yesterday. Look at me with my fucking new friends who I might be scared of. I'm scared of them, yes. I came for the money and now they've compromised me terribly and now I'm incredibly scared. Anyway, all these fucking arsehole accounts like Citizen Free Press and all that, people that like Elon Musk shares on his massive platform that he owns, where everybody, where, you know, people are getting silenced left and right. But these cunts have been amplified. Literally. So anyway, Steve Bannon appears on Russell Brand's podcast. Excellent short highlight. Democrats absolutely panicked about Bobby Kennedy. Look into my eyes. Didn't I fucking say Bobby Kennedy was Bannon's stalking horse? Repeatedly. And I'm fucking having this, right? Because the amount of shit that I've fucking took off dickheads, like, you think Russell Brand's right wing? Well, it's not that simple. And then just laugh over you. Ha ha! Fucking who's laughing now, dickhead? Steve Bannon. How much evidence do you need? I'm looking forward to the mental gymnastics because you know why? Because I'm going to fucking absolutely rinse yous. Bring it. Fucking bring it. Anyway, more of this. Look at this. Misinformed. Another one of those bollocks things. He's a dagger at the heart of the Democratic Party right now. On Russell Brand's podcast, Steve Bannon explains why he thinks Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a major problem for the Democrats. He's a major problem for the Democrats because you've put him in as a means to get Trump elected. Just like fucking the Reform Party and all its stalking horse shit, man. Nobody fucking who is paying any form of attention believes you. Steve Bannon isn't wrong for his brand of nihilistic politics to win. All he has to do is flood the zone with shit, demoralizing people to the point where they no longer even try to learn the truth. And that's what's happening. That's what we've been covering. That's what's been happening in this ongoing thing that is happening. I've noticed I'm moving my arms around like Brand and that. It's looking at the eyes, not around the eyes, believe me and shit. So fucking I'm putting my arms down here in my kangaroo pouch. Oh, my battery's about to go. Shit. Right, I'm going to have to bail here because, like, I'll tell you as an appearance forum when I find another plug for my laptop. Anyway, fuck Russell Brand. Fuck absolutely fucking everybody who slagged us off for fucking all kinds of shit. Long COVID, all the fucking rest of it. Fuck absolutely all yous. You're a fucking bunch of disgusting cunts and we won, you lost. Fuck you.